This is Cyber Defense Radio with your host and cybersecurity expert, Gary Malefsky. Gary brings to you another globally recognized cybersecurity executive in the hot seat today.
Today in my hot seat, I have a very special guest. Marek Fren is the CEO of Safetica, found online at safetica.com. Safetica is one of the most advanced DLP and inside risk management companies on the planet, and they're making it easy for you. Marek, welcome to the hot seat.
Thanks, Gary. Thanks for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
So tell us, what are you doing? You said over the past 2 years, you've really been tweaking and tuning up DLP to really take advantage of AI, make life easier for those in security operations who might not have the skills to classify data properly or catch the leakage from the inside out?
Yeah, 100%. It's a great question. Safetica has been around for 15 years, and we started as a DLP solution, a traditional DLP solution. And, you know, back 15 years ago, it was less cloud and more physical devices, printing out stuff that you shouldn't, or using USB drives. But we obviously evolved over time, and probably for the past 2 years, we accelerated that effort even more. Obviously cloud and AI introduced new set of challenges. There is more data that people use. The data grows exponentially, and the importance of data uses alongside with that. And for us, it was really, our mission's always been making things simple, making things accessible without necessarily having to have a university degree to use the product. And it's just super, complex when it comes to DLP, because there are so many tools, so many solutions that can use, whether that's in the cloud or on-prem. And so for the past 2 years, we kind of look at our products and like, what do we have to do differently in order to adapt to these new threats? And then we came up with a new concept, because we are endpoint security. We have agents all around the globe. We have 600,000 seats installed. We can leverage a lot of the information that we collect every day. And one of the challenges of DLP is, you know, the first phase starts implementation when it is unusually complex to be able to classify all the data, make sure that all your sensitive data is marked properly. Then, and usually with this phase, when you don't really have the right structure, the enough people and resources, you fail that. And then you have the second part, which once you have the data, you have to set up the policies, and you have to adjust those policies as the time goes on, because obviously the needs of your company can change over time. The content, the data you're using or sharing can change as well. And it's also very tedious work. And again, in that phase, if you don't do it right, your DLP solution doesn't work right, then that means you're not protected. And so what did we look at? It's like, can we make this problem simpler again, utilizing AI and some of the proprietary technology that we already had? And we came up with this with a concept we called intelligent data security. It's powered by contextual defense and AI. And it's basically using multiple behavioral signals and user identity and the data classification when we are making decisions whether that event was okay or not. Because if you just look at the data, and you know, you may incorrectly mark that action that's by your CFO on Thursday night as dangerous, and it can be just yellow flag, it can be a red flag, and then you have to wait till the next morning, and your productivity gets compromised. And when you really start compromising productivity, then that's companies start challenging and asking questions: do I need to have that in place? And usually the risk should, or the level of protection should be in line with level of risk. And for a company, they a lot of times going to say, well, you know what, this is too much, you know, our productivity is compromised, you know, our people cannot work, so we all take a risk. And that's obviously not a great decision, because when you do face that risk, you know, it's real, right? The data can get leaked, whether it's malicious or unintentional. When your data's going away, whether it's personal information, you might not be compliant with regulation, whether that's a financial information, but you can actually cause a huge financial loss or to your customers. It doesn't matter, but it can happen. So with our contextual defense, looking at a different pillars, if you will, we can reduce the time to implement because we can learn about your policies, about the behavior of the users, and we can define based on the behavior whether a CFO's operation first day night at 10 p.m. is okay or not. And more likely, he does that all the time, so this is fine. So we don't bother that user with stopping that action because we know for a fact that this is a part of the normal behavior. If he does that any other day, we'll probably learn, the system's going to learn, this is probably okay, and eventually built really a system that learn from itself and doesn't really interfere with that productivity of your users. That means that you will not only have a protected company, but you are increasing the chances of succeeding with the project, with the DLP project, which itself is going to be obviously great for your company security.
Wow, that sounds amazing. Marek, I'm curious if, there's so many ways files are uploaded or shared. I mean, from LinkedIn to Slack to, to Microsoft Teams to email. It's no longer just email. There's all these browser apps. There's so many ways to move files, data at rest, data in motion. I'm curious if it matters. Can you tell what they're doing and in context of the apps they use? And someone says, well, we're all always using this file sharing app and it's okay for the company. But maybe in the use of it, something strange happens where an employee takes the PII records, or PHI records and accidentally shares them with somebody who's not supposed to receive them.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, you're right. It's no longer just a single service. It's no longer just a one way of sharing the data. There could be a cloud solution. It could be a Bluetooth transmission, like AirDrop or likes of it. It could be a Dropbox or Microsoft 365. And then you really look at that. You have to look at that complexity, and the best way we believe is combining the cloud security with your endpoint security, where you can really monitor what's going on the computer at the same time have visibility into the cloud. That does provide a lot more comprehensive protection for that user because again, you can look at the things like the user behavior compared to what you can see in the data and use some of the cloud classification models to understand also what data is being used as well. So yeah, I think it's really looking at all the different ways that your data can leave the company, and there is probably more or less than probably more and more frequently it's the likes of the cloud sharing services like Dropbox or again Office 365, but it's usually not exclusive. So sometimes those solutions can protect you, and you can have some policies within that service, but you want to make sure that you actually have a policy that it's the same across the different sharing platforms. And then when it comes to the DLP, it can be super helpful because again, you don't have to set that in multiple places. You can have a one place where you want to make sure that people follow certain rules when it comes to again sharing the data.
Wow. Marek, over 80% of breaches happen from the inside out. I'm curious, are there that many bad people in companies, or do they fall for, do they fall for phishing attacks and, oh, just, this the CEO, I'm on the road, send me the spreadsheet. And it's urgent. Send it to this private email address on Gmail and somebody accidentally does it. Does it happen mostly by accident?
Yeah, 100%. It is mostly by accident. I think the estimate is like only 16%, and I think it probably depends on geography and the company, but only 16% of those things happen on purpose, like malicious, like an employee that gets fired and wants to have that information, or just obviously some retaliation against their former employer. Like most of it is by accident. And there's an old saying that the biggest problem is between the keyboard and the chair, and it's still the truth. With the increased level of sophistication from AI models, it's no longer the Nigerian prince asking you for a deposit of $20,000 in exchange for the $20 million they're gonna send you, for your service. Some of those emails, some of those attacks are very sophisticated in multiple languages. The barrier of entering the bad actor space has lowered significantly. The sophistication of those things has increased significantly. That's why security, data security, or general security is more important because, simply put, there's going to be more people trying and probably more people winning because the tools available to them are better, easier access, probably cheaper, and they can scale that attack not only to large enterprises but to mid-market or SMBs, because before it was just simply too expensive trying to target SMB because the potential gain wasn't enough. Now it is, because again, it's easier. So yeah, those are the emails. Hey, Gary, I saw I'm your new CFO. Can you just wire me 20K? I'm getting on a plane. I cannot confirm it, but I need it right now. And pretty much every company I joined, like that happened, but it was so obvious that people spotted right away. But I've seen lately there is those things are more sophisticated. So yeah, I think the 80% is right. It's the easiest access. Like, if you can fool the user, that's the easiest way. The technologies are getting super sophisticated. So launch like, attack that's gonna be exploiting technology itself, it's rather uncommon. It's usually the user, but it's a phishing attack. It's the easiest path for success.
So, Marek, let's talk about deployment from cloud to endpoint. How do you proactively block dangerous actions without interfering with the business? And how easily are you deployed?
Well, I think we pride ourselves at being super easy to deploy. It really depends on again your network, the number of endpoints, the number of policies you want to deploy. So it can we have customers that were able to deploy in weeks. We have customers it took them months because again their environments were more complex. Depends if you choose your cloud or on-prem environment. We are actually still hybrid, so you can choose SafetyCar in the cloud or SafetyCar on-prem. If you do on-prem installation, you really want to use your own infrastructure. This is probably a lot more complex because databases start coming into place, and and the firewalls and like those things may be a little more challenging to implement. But if you go super straightforward with cloud implementation, you can be done probably within weeks. And that's something we've always been doing, and I think a lot of companies do that these days. But I think it's definitely, and we target mid-market, so like not the largest companies, not the smallest companies, somewhere in the middle. And yeah, I think those companies are usually able to get up and running, in weeks or single digit of months.
Yeah, the mid-market is under frequent attack and has a lot of risk, and it costs millions and millions of dollars, and cyber insurance carriers are really cramping down on these people. So having Safetica sounds like a must-have. I'm curious, is two things, the intelligent data security, the AI, on the on-prem, is there the AI engine provided in the on-prem solution, and does it get updates? I'm just curious on that one.
This is a great question. Yes and no. Some limited AI function is going to be available on-prem, but most of it is going to be for the cloud service. And that's the decision we just made that some of our on-prem customers will benefit from our again ability to deploy locally, but there's going to be some limitations. If we really wanted to provide that feature parity, it would limit our ability to innovate, and we just decided that innovation is more important than feature parity for every single customer.
That makes a lot of sense. And really, the key word we all should remember is simplicity. Having a simple to deploy solution, because you're actually taking advantage of AI for contextual data classification and defense, is pretty amazing. It's an incredible transformation of DLP and insider risk management. Do you sell, is Safetica sold directly? Is it through channel? How do we get Safetica going?
Yeah, it's super easy. It's answer is both. It depends on your company. If you're a large company and you want to go direct, you want to implement yourself because you have the teams, you're ready to go. You can go and engage with our team. We have three offices globally, so we have presence in the U.S., in South America, in our Colombian office, and in the Czech Republic. Or we have partners. We have over 200 partners all around the globe. So if you're a small organization, you want to rely on a partner, you can definitely tap into our vast network of resellers and distributors all around the globe. Probably we have partners in most countries all around the globe. And yeah.
Marek, do you have a single pane of glass and do you have an API? Can you tell us on deployment, what does the SOC team take a look at? What is the CISO going to see?
We are a standalone solution at this point. We are actually looking into API integration. So today, you use Safetyka independently from your solutions. We have our inside panels. It's on a roadmap and a plan just to integrate with some of the solutions. We are more EDLP than again IDLP, but we are probably gonna integrate more and more down the road. But today, we are a standalone solution.
That's wonderful. Is there any subject or issue or idea that you want to share with our viewers and listeners that we haven't covered yet?
I think you covered pretty much all. I think if you're a mid-market company, DLP, or data security is one of those areas where it's hardest to get your budget approved, and that's the first budget to cut because it's considered nice to have by many organizations. And that's urged like whether it's Safetyka or some other solution that to change that approach. It's not a nice to have. Again, importance of data is like super critical. And it doesn't come natively with a lot of the again cloud sharing services, not to the extent you need it. It doesn't, you don't get protected by your XDR or EDR solutions the way you need. You mentioned the cybersecurity insurers, like a lot of companies offer discounts when you actually have like a DLP or data security solution in place. So like make it a priority. I would say, if you are in a business and you have data and you don't have a data security solution in place, just ask yourself whether that's worth the risk. Gartner, I think, estimates that average accidents roughly $16 million, probably a little less if you're a small organization, can be a little more. Again, depends if it's PII or if it's financial data loss. Really depends, but it can be huge. And I think DLP solution, just like ourselves, we are a lot easier to implement. So if you look at one like 5 years ago, look again. A lot of products in the market, like again us, are improving, making it better. There are a lot of things that you probably abandoned it before might no longer be the case. So yeah, just give it a priority. I think it's really important for everybody, to have a right product in place. And I think to underestimate the risk that's connected with data security can be costly.
Last question. Everybody's using Gen AI. Everybody. They don't realize who owns the data lakes or where the data goes. Is this an area you once we're up and running, you absolutely help solve that big problem?
We are getting there. So yes and no. So we can obviously block a lot of the probably like ChatGPT likes of it or whatever that is. So you can control what's being used, what applications being used. And we are definitely on our roadmap. We do have a better, more granular control on what will be going in and out of those Gen AI tools, again, LLMs or likes of it. So yes and no. So we can definitely control, we can prevent the use of it. We'll probably be introducing some more granular language, granular control over those models. And that's the future. There are some, again, standalone solutions today that actually can help you just to fix the problem alone. I think there are great point solutions, but in the long run, they will probably need to integrate with likes of us because you want to create a more complex data protection environment rather than just having too many data security point solutions.
Yeah, and communicating with GPTs are one thing, but actually uploading a spreadsheet of PII and saying, could you rotate the tables and clean up this mess for me? I'm sure you catch that instantly.
Yeah, 100%. That you can do. Yeah, I mean that it's the what you paste in it. People would do like they would have it help with their patent application, right? And yeah, you never know what's going on with the data, even though some companies may say it's your information if it's a paid account, but you never know. It's the risk is there, so it's better to be super protected. And yeah, so we can definitely catch that.
Correct. That is great, great advice and great information. Folks, you got to keep an eye on your data. And Safetyka knows how to do it and is using AI to your benefit to make it simple and easy to deploy. Most breaches happen from the inside out, and usually it's an accident we learned. It's not on purpose, but these numbers are big. So you got to get DLP and Insider Risk Management up and running as quickly as possible. And if you want to do that, go to safetica.com.
You've been listening to Cyber Defense Radio. Stay tuned next time for another amazing and informative episode. CyberDefenseRadio.com is proudly part of the Cyber Defense Media Group, where InfoSec knowledge is power.
Cyber Defense TV and Cyber Defense Radio have launched 24/7/365 live streams. Visit them online today at cyberdefense.tv and cyberdefense.radio. With your host and globally recognized cybersecurity expert and my good friend, Gary Milewski.